Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I used to always come up with a plan of like what I would do if I met Justin Bieber, and I was like gonna play it so cool. I'd be like, oh yeah, like, who are you? Like, I listen to your music.
I love that.
This was like in my like middle school, like Justin Bieber was my life.
Were you the most obsessed with him out of anybody?
I remember watching one time YouTube video over and over and over and over again.
I wish I was normal. I was not obsessed with him. I was obsessed with really weird people.
Like who?
Michael Phelps was one of mine. I'm actually embarrassed to say that.
Welcome to Straight Candid Podcast with Sin.
No,
Soph.
We're not doing that again. Speaking of corny.
Come on, why not?
We were debating, like, guys, do you remember when we used to have like our theme song? Like,
We have that still.
Oh, oops.
We still have that.
Okay, I didn't mean that part. I meant when we were like,
oh my God,
hey, it's it, it's Soph. You're listening to. Do you remember that?
It goes, welcome to Straight Candid Podcast, where we keep it candid and keep it real. I'm Sid.
And I'm Soph.
And this
is Straight Candid.
I don't really know.
Let us know if you want it back. Let us know.
Yeah, message us and let us know, because we are hearing mixed emotions about it being cheesy and about it being, you know, a little bit off-putting, but I think it was great.
Okay. And by mixed emotions, we mean Ben. Hey, Ben.
Ben's like, absolutely not. You're taking that out. We're done with that. Okay, fair enough. Also, I'm noticing how bad I need a haircut right now. Holy Hannah. I'm looking in the camera. It's just a ratatouille little hairs on the bottom. Rat-a-tat-tat.
That is why you just wear halo. Can you see my halo? I wore my halo out this weekend, and Pat was with me, and I wanted to make sure it was like always secure on my head.
Yeah.
So I would go, can you see my halo? And he'd go, no.
Oh, cute though,
and
Pat.
And I'd always be like, how's my halo?
I can just picture you on the dance floor and having your hair like half off your head and you just being like, what?
I'm like, babe, like, is my halo good?
Like grinding and like just being crazy, and Pat being like, that's my girl.
Unfortunately, Pat's never up that late to see.
Sad.
See that side of me.
Neither is Jordan. I love it. As far as he knows, I am just a straight shooter. I am just a girl who goes to bed at 9. That's who I am.
And maybe eats, after a late night, eats Doritos in the corner chair, crunching.
That happened one time and it'll never happen again. I don't know what you're talking about. Straight Candid Moments, but we're back in the freaking studio,
you
dude.
You guys, Sid is in flesh with me.
Hi.
We're sitting close. It's the first time I've touched
her. I'm so sorry, by the way, about the audio last episode. We had a little mic situation, so you had to hear my echo of my room where I was. But I was in San Diego and I'm back now. And it feels so damn good to just hang.
Feels so good to
lay in your bed, I guess I should say, but hang your shit up, like wash your clothes, hang them up. Everything has a spot. All my like toiletries are back in the drawers, back in the cabinet. Like, I don't know why that is. Like, oh,
you're not living out of a suitcase.
Well, yeah, and then go to the store and be like, thank goodness all my snacks can go in the snack drawer in the fridge. Like, have my oat milk for my freaking things, all the things. Ben, are you okay? What just happened?
I'm thinking of my Straight Candid Moment.
Oh my God. I looked over. He looked like he passed out. His head was all the way back. I could see into his nose, up his brain, around the corner. He looks scary.
Okay, now I want to hear it. So Straight Candid Moments.
No, I'm thinking of it. Well, you guys go.
Okay, you got a Straight Candid moment for me?
You know, yeah, I do. So
okay.
I just want to say, first of all, thank you, listeners, for always calling us on our shit, because I just can't get away with anything. So
no.
The other day, I was going through some of our comments on our social posts on Instagram.
Idea.
And someone goes, girl, you gotta fix your nails. And it was me, just me. It was a video of me. And it was the one episode where I painted them like black, and they were like literally half on, half off. And it was just the little centers of my nails with little black fingernail polish
on. That's kind of a thing,
like,
though.
I just like didn't care, don't care. But I've been trying to paint my nails because I lost a nail.
Yeah,
you
did.
See this? So I'm like, oh,
that okay. Looks like
if a finger was a chode.
That looks like Elmo's finger. You look like you're on Sesame Street, no, dude. What
like
is that?
Little, doesn't it look like a little chode?
Why is it shaped so oddly?
Because it fell off. Okay, so I'm trying to paint over my goddamn skin. So you're welcome. I tried to paint my nails and fix my nails. So thank you for that. Second straight candid moment was just yesterday. I was going down to Lunds and Byerly's to grab a little snack. And the door was opening and I didn't know it was. So me and Pat were like being funny. I don't know. We weren't even high. It was just like we are just in a weird mood.
Oh,
and I'm like dancing and like literally grinding on him as we're waiting for the door to open. And the door swings open and our old elderly neighbor literally saw the whole thing. I was like,
are you kidding me?
Hi, Marilyn.
Oh, not the guy that asks you how you are and listens to the podcast.
Oh, no, not,
not that guy.
And I'm like, hi, Marilyn. And we both just like put our head down and walked away.
How old is she if you had to guess?
Marilyn?
Be kind.
70 something.
Oh, cute. So yeah. She's just, you know what though? She probably got a little like, you know.
She laughed a little. She probably loved that. But I was like, get down.
Like, listen, when I'm 75, I'm not going to be boring.
No.
I'm going to laugh at the kids. Hey, kids, you keep me young. That's what I'm going to say.
I'm going to be real. I live with a lot of older couples or older people in general. And I swear some of them are single. And I see some new people going up and down the elevators. And they're usually looking like they're pretty like freshed up. And I'm like, are you going to a date? Are you going to a hookup? I've seen some younger people go into an older. I've seen some, definitely some gay things going on. Like, it is pretty feisty. Like, old people get down. That's all I got to say.
All I got to say is let them do their thing. Number two is, did you know that the most STDs in any, like, area is at old folks' homes? I'm sorry. That's not what you should call them. I'm sorry. It's not called old folks'
Wait,
homes.
Really?
What is it called?
Retirement homes.
Retirement homes. Nursing? Senior assisted living.
Nursing?
Yeah. Nursing homes, assisted living, all those. That's the number one location for STDs. Yes. Yes, that is
I'm
a fact.
Shocked.
Look it up.
I'm shocked.
Well, think about it. They're frisky. They might have lost their partner, but they're fucking ready to go. I'm serious. You guys, it's serious. It's life. That's like the cycle we're looking forward to, honey.
One more orgasm.
That's the 75%, honey. Oh my God. Have you? Okay, I'm getting way too in my head. You just made it, that noise that you make, that laugh, is a sound from, if you guys have ever watched Series of Unfortunate Events. There's this little thing in the beginning and they're in the car and it makes that little noise and he like, okay, bye. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. Otherwise, whatever.
Okay, Sid, okay. Do you have any straight kid moments?
I do. Thanks for asking. I know she just read the word, one word, wiener schnitzel, and I'll tell you why. So I was in San Diego for the last month. I went to this cool vibey party. Like it was like this DJ party. It was really small. It was like underground. And I was so freaking excited because it's my cool friend. Jean Taylor is her name. If you want to check out her music, but we were going to that show. Her boyfriend was playing regardless. Also, when you're getting ready for like something that you're going to and you're not really familiar, but you really want to fit in and you're trying to pick out an outfit, it is so annoying and impossible. And you show up and you're like, I look pretty good. I look pretty good. You walk in and you look like the most like extra and you're like, God, damn it. I hate that.
Wait,
so much. What
did you wear?
I just was wearing like a see-through, like vibey shirt. The shirt was cool. The jeans had to go. I was wearing these boots. People were wearing sneakers. I just, you know, it was too much. Like okay. I went over the top.
Okay.
Regardless, we had a wonderful night. Few cocktails later, my friend Michaela was like, let's order wiener schnitzel. And I was like, no way. I did a project on wiener schnitzel my senior year of college, like random. But I'm like, I've never had a hot dog. I'd love a corn dog or whatever you can order. Okay. So she puts in the order, Uber Eats.
Oh, is Wiener Schnitzel like a...
It's a place. Okay. It actually exists. I thought it was like this fake place. It's real. And they've got great corn dogs, but listen for this. So we're like, order the Uber Eats. We'll leave right when it pulls up, okay? So it pulls up. We're like, perfect. Bye, say our goodbyes. We walk down the stairs. We go outside. We're looking around. There's no Wiener Schnitzel car. Uber man with a Wiener Schnitzel bag. We're like, that's weird.
I was picturing like the Oscar Mayer Wiener car. Like
it is. Well, they have a little Wiener hut. But anyway, we're outside waiting. We're like, what the hell? And it says it's already delivered. We're like, what the hell? And the windows.
Who took our Wiener Schnitzels? Hey.
The windows are open of the place. No, that was funny. The windows are open and we hear on the microphone, they stop the music of the show and they go, who the fuck ordered Wiener Schnitzel? And we were like, oh my God. And we're like, oh my God. Oh my God. I go, Michaela, you have to go get it. No, I'm not going back in there. And so this is so embarrassing. We already were like the sore, like thumbs out of the crowd. Like we looked like we didn't fit in. I was like, no, you got to go. She's like, no, you do it. I'm like, okay, we'll go together. And then you walk in front of me. Right as we're about to walk up the stairs, I go, yo, where's Michaela? Is Michaela here? Where's Michaela? She walks up to the front, like just head down. She goes, yeah, thanks. Grabs her bag of Wiener Schnitzel. And this girl goes, Oh, whoa. Yeah. I kind of knew it was going to be you. I kind of knew it was going to be you guys. Yeah.
I would have been like, yeah, because we're fucking fun and we're good at eating wieners.
Sorry, but the wiener schnitzel, I'm sorry. Bitch. That's a one in a lifetime opportunity. If you find one of those, have a wiener schnitzel. Apparently hot dogs take like 7 years off your life. Don't know if that's true. Well, guess what? I had two and I don't really care. 14 years off, but I had a really good corn dog.
Definitely untrue, and be proud that you got the wiener schnitzels and that you were the girls that enjoyed their wiener schnitzels when everyone else was wearing their little white sneakers. And I guess, bet they weren't even dancing. I bet they were in the corner sipping, fake sipping on their little drink that was water because while you were eating your schnitzels.
It was only one person that was being like, but everybody else was so fun. Okay, cool. I will say, wiener schnitzels, 10 out of 10. If you have an opportunity and you're judging me right now and you're the one that goes to Taco Bell and gets a Magna Crunch, whatever they're called.
Supreme.
And you're going on the toilet after that. Yeah. Quiet. Okay. If you go to Taco Bell, you could have a wiener schnitzel, period.
This is a little off topic, but do you feel like San Diego had a lot of like those type of influency vibes where it was a little like standoffish or
not at all?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, it's very, it's like a warm Minneapolis, but like times that by like 300.
So, okay. So people are still like nice and warm.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Everybody's cool. Really, really nice there. I would say if you go up to LA,
different.
I will say, I think I liked LA more and now I think I like San Diego more.
Oh yeah.
Not LA, downtown LA, but you know what I mean? Like San Diego though, the coolest thing I will say is all the neighborhoods are different. Mm-hmm. So you can go to Pacific Beach and it's like young, like college and like party and grungy. You can go to Ocean Beach and it's like eclectic surf. You can go to North Park and it's like the coolest underground cocktail places you'll ever see in your whole life. Like it's just the coolest mix of cultures and places and types of people I've ever been to.
Cool.
Yeah.
Ben, I was going to say, what's your take on that? And then also you have a straight kind of moment. No. Yeah.
Yes, okay. I do. I think LA is. Yeah.
There.
Ben lived in LA.
Yep. LA. Well, I've only vacationed in San Diego, so I can't compare the two, but at least with the whole like LA influencer vibe, it's one thing to like kind of run into an influencer in person or see them like making their videos. It's another thing like having the opportunity to go to parties and events where they're like surrounded by other influencers. I think that's like the hard part about making content is like when you're making your content and other people see you, it's like you're a zoo animal in a cage, kind of like everyone's staring at you. Like you're the odd man out. But like when you go to the events that I got to go to or the parties at like the content houses and stuff, then it's a little bit different. Like they're a little bit more open to meeting. There was never like there is a little bit of it in terms of some people act like, oh, I have a lot of followers, I'm cool. But there were plenty of people that I got to meet that were just like super chill, super down to earth. And because you were in that area with them, they kind of just assumed like, oh, this person is also doing kind of what I do, and therefore the barrier is knocked down a little bit.
Yeah, you're like at their level kind of thing.
Oh, like sick. I don't know if you know like Matt the Person. He's like blowing up on TikTok right now. I'm sure somebody out there is like, I know exactly who that guy is. I got to like have a full-on conversation with him, like nothing about followers, nothing about social media, just like a down-to-earth, like this is what's going on in our life. And it was just, and same thing, I don't know if you know who Dope Island is.
Uh-huh.
He's like this, He used to make skits with this guy named Meech, and I was like kind of like fangirling a little bit like on the inside, but on the outside we're having this great conversation around like what we do, what are our dreams, what are our goals. I don't think that happens a lot when you just meet an influencer on the street
in the wild. Yeah, influencers in the wild, no way.
There's
By the
also
way, those photos are hilarious of those people.
There's also something to be said as well around like if you treat an influencer like an influencer, you're never gonna be like put in the same box as them. Like,
the people that cry when they see Taylor Swift, like she's not going to be your best friend.
Exactly.
Believe it or not. Like, I hate to say it. I watched a Taylor Swift documentary on Netflix the other day. I didn't really like her. And now I'm like, oh, okay. I kind of can like, you know, you can be around her. Whatever.
I used to always come up with a plan of like what I would do if I met Justin Bieber. And I was like, going to play it so cool. I'd be like,
I can't.
Who are you? Like, I listen to your music.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh,
this
my God. Like
Hailey Bieber.
This was like in my like middle school, like Justin Bieber was my life.
Was he your most obsessed person? Like, were you the most obsessed with him out of anybody?
Yeah, like I remember watching one time YouTube video over and over and over and over again.
I wish I was normal. I was not obsessed with him. I was obsessed with really weird people.
Like who?
Michael Phelps was one of mine. I'm actually embarrassed to say that. Why am I embarrassed to say that? I was obsessed with them. I used to write them love letters. I'm not kidding. What we would do is we'd watch his meet.
Yeah.
Heat. I don't know. Whatever. We'd watch his meet either way. And then I would go in my room. I would write
jack
a love
off,
letter. Dear Michael Phelps, I seriously love the way you butterfly. You are amazing in every way. I hope I get to meet you one day. And I hope I can be your wife. Love, Sydney.
I have tears. Hold
it. Go back out. Watch another heat. I wish I could say I'm normal, but guess what? I'm not. Okay. God damn it. Okay.
Oh my God.
Well, why are we here? Ben, do you have a straight cannon moment?
Yes. Sorry. I'm taking note of
no,
that.
No, you're good.
That is,
oh,
that
we've
is
got
so
some
funny.
Good, you guys, we have some good shit in this episode. This is going to be a good one.
Just
I can just
wait.
Feel it.
So this is this is an oddly wholesome one for me this year. It just, this is like the only thing I could think of. So I've been doing a bowling league every Tuesday. Super fun. Just me and a couple of my friends I went to college with.
Fun.
Drinking some beer. We're like keeping tally of how many pitchers of beer we buy. And just like nobody really cares. We all suck, but we're just, well, 3 out of 5 of us suck, but they're, you know, we're just there to have fun. And you play against another team. Just had this like really cute moment of, well, to throw the story up, I kind of swear a lot and I need to be better about it.
Me too, bro.
Same.
I said like fucking really loud and I turn around and there is like a child at our like opponent's table who clearly heard what I said. And one, the mom, I thought the mom hated me after that. I was like, oh God, that is terrible. Like, at least I don't have to talk to these people. So this mom goes up and she like bowls and gets a strike. And this is her second strike in a row. And she is ecstatic for herself. Woo, like arms up in the air, turns around. Her whole table is just like not paying attention at all. Not at all. Like, she's, like, looking for
that. Why does that make me so sad?
Oh, my God. My heart is hurting.
Like, I saw that, and I just, like, I could see her being, like, oh, like, you know, like, you know? And so, like, me, like, I'm already, like, 3 or 4 beers in. I just, like, yeah, like, that was so sick. Like, just, like, cheering her on, like, giving her that validation. And I didn't really think of anything. I would think of it because, like, I was, like, hey, she probably already hates me because I just swore in front of her child. On top of that, like, you know, it's weird. It's a stranger. On the way out, because they ended up leaving early, she, like, I feel this, like, tap on my shoulder. And I turn around, and it's her. And she's just like, hey, I just want to let you know, like, I really appreciated you cheering for me. Like, that's so nice. Like, thank you for doing that. Like, you didn't have to. And I was like, of course, bro. Like, anybody in that scenario, like, wants to have, like, that validation of another human
that's
of, like,
cute.
You saw what I just did. And so, moral of the story, like, if you see someone and you can give them a compliment or you can make them feel better, like...
Even the drunk courage.
Do
like,
it, exactly.
Whatever it is. I feel like we do that when we go out, and it's very normal to do stuff like that when you're out drinking at bars. But, like, if you could do it in every day, in your day-to-day life more, I think that'd be so amazing. That's
I think complimenting people is the most fun thing ever because it's a barrier of entry into friendship. And, like, I truly believe that. Like, even today when I was volunteering this morning, this guy had these funky boots on, and I was like, I love your boots. He's like, thank you
even
so much.
Even if you didn't
want to
like
and
be
like
friends and like grab coffee with him on the daily, but like just like
it
just
lightens
feels,
the whole energy of the area, I think, right? Like,
I love it.
Oh, I love that.
Also,
Ben, I love that.
Potentially like they wore those specifically because they felt really good about it.
Yeah.
And now you just gave them that validation that they wanted of like, you're right. Like these boots are good. They're probably thinking about it the whole day. Like this pretty girl said she liked my boots.
Cute.
Like it's so great.
Oh, I love it. I just love people.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You guys, we have amazing, freaking hilarious, candid confessions today. That is the topic of today's episode. It is all the things confessions. And I won't lie, Soph and I have some confessions too, okay?
We do. So what we're going to do is we're going to alternate just some confessions that you guys wrote in. And at the same time, sorry, you could distract me. What are you pointing at?
Oh, wait, is your computer dead?
No, I just put it on my phone.
Oh, okay.
So we have canned confessions that you guys wrote in, and we're going to share them. But we're also going to incorporate our own confessions within this episode. And I think we'll, like, confess it at the end, which ones are ours, or, like, in the moment if we want to. I guess we'll just see what happens.
What I might do is I might, like, pick one to confess to now. I don't know. And then later.
Well, don't tell us it's you before you read it, though. So, like, okay. Read it, and then I'm going to be like, wait, is that one you?
Okay. Okay. Fine. Cute. So if I'm reading it, it either could be me or a reader, or, yeah, sorry, a or listener. And if Soph is reading, it could be her or a listener.
And I'll confess if it is me.
Okay.
Okay. Cute.
Do you want to start?
And we don't have a lot of our own. Most of these are listeners.
Yeah, most of these are written in.
Okay. So first one says, and we can, like, chat about it after, I think, too. So listener wrote in, I don't understand the appeal of sex. I find the intimacy with someone you love appealing, but not the actual act of sex. All I think about is emotions and not the physical aspect. I'm a young dude who should be horny as fuck. It doesn't make any sense to me. And I was like, I feel like how lonely that would be.
You know, I feel like that is relatable, though, for a lot of people because they're so in their head.
Yeah.
And it sounds to me like you're thinking too hard about it. I even had those issues sometimes where I was, like, so obsessive with, like, the fact of doing it. Like, how was I even going to, like, get to that? So take a breath. Maybe take an edible. I'm not saying, you know, go have an edible, but, like, seriously.
So serious. And then maybe get high.
I'm not kidding you. 2.5 milligrams will do you good, honey. Try that and then come back.
You know what I mean? I really do like high sex. Yeah.
Well, it's just like, I meant so like it'll rough. Loosen, it'll just loosen you up. Even if it's just 2.5 milligrams is like, you can do your daily deeds on that.
Yeah.
Not saying you should, but I'm just saying, like, walk around. It'll just take the edge off a little bit.
Yeah. And you know also, just know, like, that's the standard. That's what you see. That's what you see in movies. That's what you see on social media. That's what guys always talk about because it's like building status. When in reality, I don't think everyone always feels that way. So know that it's okay to feel like that. And I feel like also, there's such thing as asexual, and that is normal. I have a friend that's asexual. You can find other people that are also asexual, so it's not like it's going to hold you back from actually forming a connection with someone. Yeah. If that's what's holding you back, like, don't let it. So
not everybody's perfect.
Like, yeah, you just confess.
You got something you always got to work on, and that's probably your thing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So okay, just saying. Okay, got to open this. I feel like the friends I have are fake, and I don't think they actually care about me. That's sad.
That's sad. And I feel, I read this one, I remember, from a listener, and I was like, I don't think she's the only one that feels like that, when you just feel like you're alone sometimes, though, like, you're in a crowded room, you know the saying, like, I feel alone in a crowded room. Like, when you're at a party sometimes, like, you get that feeling, or you're like, oh, that feeling where you're like, I don't have any friends. Like, that is something that everyone goes through, and it happens to everyone. So, I mean, I don't know about the fake friends, but what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I felt that, like, growing up all the time, like, on and off, though. It's almost like you go through patterns of life where it's like high school, you feel like you have no friends, and then you've got kind of a few, and then drama happens and you feel like you have no friends again. And it just ebbs and flows and ebbs and flows. Yeah. And I think the more your circle gets smaller, as much as I hate to say that, because I'm like, I will like a million friends, the less you feel like that. Like, the important close people that are next to you actually are the people that matter.
Yes, I love that.
And what were we going to say?
You guys, well, obviously your guys' audience is mostly female, so odds are it is a girl, but do you think the question, because I think the answer is different if it's a guy.
Oh.
Because girl friendships and guy friendships are so different.
Okay, let's hear your take.
Yeah, I was going to say your take from a guy perspective then.
Girls tend to, I don't know why, this is just personally, like, I have a very limited experience around this. Girls tend to keep around those fake friends more than guys do.
Oh,
interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like if it were a guy, you would know very quickly if they're not actually, like, your real friend.
Okay, but here's my, like, counter to that is, I think girls do, like, the whole, oh my gosh, let's all, like, go hang out, go on to brunch, because they're in the same friend group. When guys, I guess guys will do that too, but, like, you know if you don't like each other or not, but you still, like, hang out. Like, guys are like, yo, you're a fucking pussy, like, I don't like you. And then they're like, sick, like, sick, bro, I don't like you either. Cool, well, let's just, like, rip a shot anyways. Like, cool. They just get over it. Like, girls are just a little bit more,
we hold on to things.
They still hang out with them, but they're, like, completely, they pretend like they like them then.
Do you guys have friends that you share the same sentiment, like, about? And you don't have to answer
that. Wait, what are you saying? Like, my friend hates them, I hate them too?
No, sorry.
Is that what you're saying?
Like, you guys have a ton of friends. Do you have a bunch of, not a bunch of friends, but a couple of people that you're like, yeah, I hang out with them consistently, but
I don't hang out with anyone consistently that I don't like. Absolutely not. My friends, I like all my friends because they're my friends.
In other areas of life, did I want the girl that was always mean to me to like me? Yeah, I like actually made more of an effort with the person that didn't like me because she was a hater. And just in general, like whoever it was at the time, I wanted them to like me. I didn't like having like an enemy. And I was like, why do you not like me? But when I absolutely do not like somebody, I will do everything in my power to get them as far away from me as possibly humanly possible. Like, get away from me. I don't want to see you. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to know about you. I want you blocked. Bye. You know what I mean?
I like that. That's how I do things. I don't know. Maybe I just don't date girls who nurture their friendships well, but I've dated so many girls where they're like, I don't like this person and they're fake in a lot of ways, but they still keep them around. Oh, and some of their like best friends. And I'm just like,
that's called insecurity. That is called, insecure. And I am going to keep the girls around that make me insecure, and I'm going to knock them down with the people close to me so that those people don't think highly of them, higher than they think of me. Because
that's,
I'm not
going to
lie, that's where a lot of the high school minds are, and that's where I think I was at one point a way long time ago.
But and it's true. Especially to your boyfriend. So, like, she wants you to know right away that she's fake and she's a bitch.
Like, let's say you're talking to Soph or talking about Soph to my boyfriend. I'm like, well, Sophie can kind of be like a bitch. Like, but like, whatever.
So now Jordan can.
So now Jordan, like, wouldn't think of her as highly as me. That's what girls do sometimes. And if you're listening right now and you're pretending like you have no idea what we're talking about, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Do you think it's a little bit of a birds of a feather flock together? Like, do you think, like, not saying it's always 100% the case, but it sounds like you're saying, if they're fake, there might be a little fake on your side too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's honestly, when you talk bad about someone, it's a reflection on yourself.
You, yeah. It's totally you.
Interesting. Yeah. I keep going. Sorry. That was just my little deep dive.
This is good.
Yeah. Okay. Is it my turn?
Yeah. You go.
Oh, I love this one. Sometimes I edge myself in the car on the way to my boyfriend's house to make it easier for me to finish when I'm with him. And I was like, yes, ma'am. Maybe not to my boyfriends, but I did share a story with my hookup. I would literally bring my vibrator in my car. Remember this?
Yes.
And I would edge on my way over there.
Yes.
So then I could come when I was actually having sex with
him. Can't believe you did that and drove, by the way. That's crazy. Like bananas. I don't think that's weird.
Yeah.
If you're, we're an oven. How many times do we have to say it? Microwave, men. Oven, women. Need a little preheat.
Need a little preheat.
Do your thing, right? However that is, like I've... I've gone into the bathroom before and just been like, come on, you got this. Come on, get in the mood. Come on, like mental mindset. And then go out there and you're like, I'm a little like
loosey-goosey
ready for you. And then you're finally in the mood.
I would ask her like how long have they been dating though?
Yeah.
Because I think for a hookup or like you don't want to like sit there and be like, okay, hold on 1 second when I like touch myself to like get really close, like one moment.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like you maybe don't want to do that. But with your boyfriend, I feel like, girl, you should make that part of it. Or at least he needs to know that's part of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, please. Sure.
I mean, what I do with my boyfriend, I'll be real. It takes me a long time.
Yeah.
So, especially now. So I use my vibrator beforehand and we're just laying there. Sometimes I literally make him just like go walk to the bathroom so I can like really focus and like get so close. And then I go
squinting your eyes.
And I go, okay, you can come back in. And then he comes back in and he's like, and then
you guys are literally like two little elves hooking up. It's like kind of that's all I think about. I'm like,
that's literally a really good representation.
It is. You guys are like two happy elves.
Oh fuck, okay, your turn.
You worked with the elf, whatever. Okay. I am a 36-year-old guy and don't know how to ask out women. That's sad. I don't want you to feel like that.
No.
If you're listening right now, do not feel like that. I want you to just be you. And here's a little tip because I don't know why this works. Don't be overly nice and overly aggressive right off the bat. I've heard this from like, I shouldn't even say where. I'm not going to say where. I've just heard this, okay? There are guys who at times, let's say I was your trainer and I was like, oh my God, like so fun working out with you, whatever. And then like right after one session, not even really knowing who you are, hey, would you ever want to go get a drink or something?
Oh,
it's like, that's
the worst.
It's too aggressive. It's too fast. You didn't even understand them as a person or as a friendship
and
first.
They didn't understand you as a person.
And it makes people feel pressured to say yes. And now if they say no, now you're already in their circle. So that now it's even more uncomfortable. It makes people even more want to be like, whoa, no, God, what are you doing?
Yes.
So just calm down. Take a step. Get to know the person a little bit better, you know, have some nice small talk and don't be overly friendly or overly easy. Like, let me know any day that works at all. Ever.
And don't ask him out right away either. Maybe as a 36-year-old guy, you like someone. What if you guys just base it off of friendships right away? Like, think of all those girls that you want to ask out, but you're too scared to. Let's just be friends. Like, get the banter going, and then maybe it'll just naturally happen anyways. So,
yes.
Love. Okay, that. Next one. When I was 11 to 13-ish, I used to kiss my girl cousins when we were playing in my room, like French kisses, and would even stimulate sex like humping and grinding. We played this game all the time. But no, don't even make that face, because as a kid, I know we all played that little like boyfriend game with your friends.
I kissed them, I didn't hump them.
Oh, I humped, absolutely.
Wait, I heard you right. You said cousins, right?
Yes. This was her cousins, which is different. And
how old is she again?
She's 11 to 13 years old.
Oh, that's okay, I guess I didn't know the gender either.
Mm-hmm. 11 to 13, you're getting ready for high school. Just FYI.
Oh, that is a little.
13 is like 8th grade,
no.
I think.
Yeah, and 14 is 9th. You drive a car the next year.
All I'm saying is I had good memory when I was in like middle school.
Oh, God.
No, you guys, this is totally normal as a kid.
As a kid, totally not normal. As an 11-year-old. I'm sorry. No.
Really?
Yeah. As a child, yes. I remember
when
like
I was
trying
in
to
middle
make out with
school,
people.
When I was in middle school, how old was I in middle school? Like first grade, second grade?
Oh, well, middle school is 6th, 7th, 8th.
Oh. Shit.
And that's 11, 13.
Okay. I was probably, okay, yeah.
So
mine was like, my peak humping year, my friends, was like, it was probably like second grade.
One of my peak humping years was when I'm like, what in the hell?
All I'm saying is as a kid, like, and you're exploring and playing those little games, especially with like your girlfriends, because you're like playing house and shit. So many people did that when you
they
were young.
They did do that.
Wait, but I think, I'm still caught up around the cousins part. Like, that's your whole family. Like, that's where
yeah,
I'm
like,
wow. I think if you're like with your friends, and as long as, I think
yeah,
also
but their
the
cousins
age
were
thing,
their friends, you know? And now they probably are like both feel so awkward about it and are very ashamed of it. And if that is the case, I will say like talk to the therapist and let them know and get it off your chest. And I guarantee they'll make you, because it is like a shame. And that's why this is a confession. Like, I totally understand.
Totally.
I'm totally not shaming. I'm just saying usually that behavior ends in the elementary era. That's all.
And I want to like clarify, I'm not trying to shame them for this.
Y'all both are shaming this girl who confessed to us.
You're a shamer.
No, I don't, like, there's no shame. It's just like,
there's no shame, but like, curious.
I don't think it's like okay to just be like, oh, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? When it's like,
oh, it's totally fine.
I think any like cousin to cousin thing is just kind of like, I don't know, me. I don't know.
There's a lot of sex shame when you're a kid. Like,
oh my God,
and like these memories you have with like your friends and like, I have, like, there was,
I didn't even,
I'm going to share this because it, so.
Oh my God, I'm scared.
You do.
I remember I had this friend and we would pretend like we're dreaming and like we'd wake up and be like, oh, I had a dream that like this guy was touching me, even though really we are both awake and we are like touching each other. Yeah. We were like in like second grade. Mm-hmm. Like, and it would happen every time we had sleepovers. I was like my first like experience. Yeah.
Who initiated that?
Both of us. Like, it was just like, we were both like little sexy sexual children.
Oh my God. You just were active early.
Guess so.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that at all. No. And I also want to say, like, it's not that there's like a problem necessarily, but like, I guess the question is like, why did they feel like they, I guess a lot of it is just how much was communicated to them as kids that like, hey, if you're feeling like this, if you're going to act it out with anyone, it probably shouldn't be your cousin.
Yeah.
I will stick to my guns on this. Yeah. Not saying that it's their fault, but like maybe too, like the way they raise their kids, it's like, hey, why did you feel like this? Mm-hmm. And where's an outlet? Like, it's kind of around that conversation of when a kid does something like sexually, then they don't know what they're doing. You shouldn't shame them for it, but you should communicate.
Because then they have the sexual shame as they're growing up.
Exactly.
Sure. I mean, I used to make out with my neighbor kid or try to kiss my neighbor kid because I wanted to play house and he was my husband. So
and he was a boy. And
husband's
yeah,
kiss. Like, yeah. You kiss your husband, Bobby. Apparently. And that's what I thought. So then he got mad at me and he wouldn't play for me for like 3 weeks.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Okay, but yeah, don't be ashamed. Just talk to someone.
Yeah. Okay, next one.
If you still feel shame around it. Alrighty. If not, there's no issue.
Ready?
Yes.
I used to tell my parents I was going to go read, and I would listen to rap music and try to learn how to grind on my giant stuffed bunny. I got good.
Stop it.
Where's Caramel at?
Stop it.
Where's Caramel at?
Me and Caramel. Oh my God, you need to read it again.
Okay, I'll read it again. Okay, I used to tell my parents I was going to go read, and I would go to my room and would listen to rap music and try to learn how to grind on my giant stuffed bunny.
Oh,
I got good.
My gosh, I love that's my favorite one so far. It's so fucking funny.
Okay. Man, oh man, I wish I knew who that was.
This next one, yeah, can we be friends? Like, seriously.
Yeah, I'm sitting right next to you, ho.
Wait, was that you? Wait, was that one yours?
Yes.
I'm surprised Taylor didn't flinch.
You didn't hear giant
oh
stuff bunny?
My.
You didn't hear that part?
God.
Oh, damn. I would throw it back on her.
Sid, that is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Real talk. We need a caramel. We need a caramel and stuffed bunny meetup.
They got it. Oh. Do you still have it?
Yeah. Not the big one. I have a mini version.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we can have
absolutely.
Them. We should have them sit in our next podcast together.
Oh, my God. Together. And just
yeah.
People be like, do you know these guys?
Yes. And if they don't know, we'll say go listen to episode 109.
I am crying.
Sid, oh, that shit. Is so funny. Oh, my God. See, that's part of like as a kid, you thought that was so shameful. So you would lie about it.
Literally, it was Make It Nasty by Tyga. One of his first songs. Yep. Okay, next.
Oh, my God. I would always, one of my friends played a game whenever the song, I'm in love with the stripper. We had like this certain makeout scene we'd reenact. So.
Y'all, I was a bad
she
little
girl.
She
was a baddie at the age of two.
Just think of a two-year-old. Just,
I'm in love with the stripper.
Okay.
I'm thinking of a baby and a
I'm thinking
diaper.
Of you just being like, throwing it back in your little diaper.
Oh,
all right.
God. Okay.
Next.
Yours are funny. I caught my boyfriend cheating, but he is all I have, so I'm currently pretending like I don't know.
Oh, no. God.
Get out.
Get the fuck out.
You have more than him, and I promise you that.
That sucks.
Create a life for yourself starting today. Yeah.
Here was one that is kind of related to that one, so I'll just read this one and go back up to the top. I used to wish my boyfriend would do something bad so we could break up because I didn't know if he was the one. My wish came true, but it was not what I wanted.
Oh, I've been there.
Been there, done that, honey bunches of oats.
Is that you?
No, but I have done that.
I would say that's me.
I have
sure.
done that for sure, 100%.
I'm like, oh my God, you put the fork away wrong. Like, we have to
We're
break
done.
Up.
We're literally done.
Okay, this one. Oh God, get ready, you guys.
Okay.
I never wanted kids, but I got my wife pregnant on purpose so I could taste her breast milk. She pumped as much as she possibly could in 6 months so I could also drink it. I freaking loved it and I miss it.
I've heard of this being a fetish.
It is.
It's a real thing.
It is a thing because bodybuilders. Apparently it has some like growth hormone
oh
or something.
Oh my God. You're going to be in for some rude
Yo,
awakening.
This one is
honey.
Self. No.
I know. I'm like, dude.
No, that's Pat.
Dude. No, that's what I'm saying.
Pat's
going to
want
for a rude awakening.
Suck my tatas.
Oh my. Oh my God. People
does,
listening in the
he
car.
Does
like,
some he does sometimes pretend and just like suck it. Does Fedora never do that? Pretend like he's a baby?
No. No, he doesn't. Oh, sometimes
my boyfriend doesn't either. So
that's not that he would literally never.
He would never do that.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program for $99. Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Oh, never. Okay, is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay, I hooked up with a... Okay, whoa, let me start over. I hooked up with my 43-year-old college lacrosse coach. Excuse me. God, can I start over again? Can I just start
well,
over?
Well, I mean, yeah.
I hooked up with my 43-year-old cross-country coach. To make matters worse, I found out that he dumped my bestie that was hooking up with him prior to start hooking up with me. She cried to me, and we spent an entire week, every night after school, looking through the yearbook, trying to figure out who the other hoe could be. We never figured it out, and I kept my secret my entire life.
Wait, so the bestie and there was another hoe? So there's three? That
no, there was two.
Cross-country?
No, she was the other hoe, but she didn't tell her best friend.
Oh,
do you get it?
Oh,
like,
God.
Oh my Lanta, 43-year-old honey.
That's
and if
so
you're in,
messed
if
up.
You're in cross country,
that's definitely high
you're
school.
Probably like eight
yearbook.
Yeah, yeah.
I just found out
spooky.
That
spooky.
Yeah. I just found out that someone that I knew from high school had told me, he goes, yeah, me and this teacher would send dick pics. And I was like, what?
Okay, it's actually very common.
Oh, my God.
I've heard of other schools. I know our school had a situation. I know that our middle school had a situation. I know that our high school principal got arrested. And then I know that there was one more that I knew.
The Jews.
Something else. Like, somebody from our school, like, they kept their identity anonymous, but they hooked up with one of the teachers. They were hooking up with them. Like, had a relationship.
Oh, my God.
Like, you think this thing is, like, not real. It, like, actually happens.
That's creepy.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, I had one in the thing that I didn't write down.
Oh, shit.
Well, whatever. You keep going. We'll need it at the end. We will.
Oh, I have one for you.
For me?
Yes. And you guys, I was literally laughing, and I tried to keep this from Sid. Confession. I've had a little thing with this guy for a while, and he mentioned how he used to talk to Sid. We all went to college together. I think Sid talked about him in the gossiping and the ghosting episode, and he recently did the same to me. So it looks like he's just still immature as he was back then.
Who the fuck?
I know.
Who is it?
And I was like, literally, who? Well, I don't know. You should know.
Ghosting episode. Who did I talk about? Does anyone know?
Nope.
Anyone well, have any idea?
I don't think you used names.
You didn't say names.
I know, but does anyone remember a situation that could...
No, I don't.
...jog my memory here? Taylor? No? Uh-uh. Oh, my God. Who the F? Who the hell could it be?
There's some juice.
Juicy juice.
Okay. Juicy juice.
To keep it juicy.
Do you have
juicy.
Another one?
Eat that lunch. Yep. Okay. Sorry, I'm looking at my screen. I forced my sibling, she was 4 at the time, to poop in the yard because we needed to... We needed to learn to live in nature right when the realtor came over to do a house tour because I didn't want to move.
If I remember correctly, this was shared in a big, this was definitely, you talked about this in another episode.
I know I had to. Sorry, Taylor, because she's sitting right here, so I had to do it.
By the way, if you're hearing Taylor, Taylor is Sid's sister, and Taylor's helping us out today. So.
She's here. Sorry, Tay. Love God. You so much.
That's
had to do
fucking
it to
hilarious. Okay. My best friend's boyfriend got hammered and tried kissing me at a party in high school. Out of respect, I told my friend, and then she convinced my other two best friends to turn against me. My senior year, I felt so alone.
Oh, I've heard of that happening more often than not. Like, that's so ready.
That was me.
Really?
Yeah, I talked about it before.
What? I don't remember that.
I will say I did feel alone from that group, but, like, luckily I literally hung out with, like, 8 different
friend groups.
I had so many little, like, friends versus, like, one clique, but, like, my, like, best friend clique that I would hang out, like, every day.
Yeah. Here's the clarification we all need.
And now he's gay.
Explain the kissing situation. How'd it happen?
So we were in a closet. He, like, pulled me into a closet. And we were at a party and it was like really, really dark. And he started like confessing his love for me and then like was trying to kiss me. And I like was backing up. And so he didn't kiss me. And then I told the friend and she got mad at me. And like instead of like being mad at him, she literally like turned everyone against me. And then I saw her 3 years later at the Johnny Tommy game and I flicked her off and we haven't talked since.
I mean, it sounds like you came out on top there.
I know, right?
Because that sounds like awful friends.
Yeah, honestly.
How many more do you have?
2. Let me share one.
Yeah, can I read one? Or no?
Yes, you can read.
Which one?
The last one.
Okay. I created a fake Instagram account and spent 3 months building followers and pictures to DM my boyfriend to see if he was loyal. I hate that they don't have a follow-up. Is he loyal or not?
We don't know. But the fake Instagram thing is funny.
I'm not going to out anybody, but I know many, many of people who have fake Instagram accounts who are watching men... do some shade. All I gotta say, and I'm keeping it at that, I'm not one of the people, but I have seen them with my own 2 eyes.
I saw this girl on TikTok, like girls hire her to try to talk to the boyfriends to see if he's loyal. And I was like,
so shady.
That's a business right there. Okay, last one I have. I broke up with a guy and told him it was because the timing was off, but in reality, he had bad breath and his D tasted bad.
Oh, ooh, ooh.
That was also.
What do you mean? God damn.
That was also.
So gross.
That was me.
What?
That was mine. And it was the longest break.
What do you keep doing?
It was the longest breakup of my life. It took 4 hours.
Oh my God. Yeah. Gross.
Yeah. I mean, I think there was definitely more than one reason. But that was like, I remember that. I was like, oh, that's stanky.
Oh, God.
That's stanky.
Just make my mind go to the gutter all the time. All right. I have one more. This one's longer. I put it last because I didn't fit anywhere else.
Oh, you're good.
Because it was a longer one. Okay. My friend told me shoplifting was cool. So I watched her do it so many times, and I would get pissed that I would come home with a pair of Urban Outfitters socks that I saved up weeks to get, and she would come home just absolutely loaded. So I tried to do it. I walked in confidently to Madewell, talked myself up, put a shirt in my Urban Outfitters bag that I already gotten a few things at, walked out the door, and the beep started going off. The lady catches my eye and immediately says she needs to check my bag. She puts it over the counter scanner, and it beeps again. She starts digging through my bag, pulling things out, even pulling out the almost stolen shirt. She goes, huh, weird. Guess it just went off for no reason. Have a great day. I walked towards the door, took one last look at a jacket, and with shaky hands, grabbed the shirt, threw it out of my bag, and walked right out the door, never to go back.
So she gave the shirt back?
So she didn't steal it.
Good job.
Didn't steal, but she really attempted to.
Good job, girl. Did you shoplift?
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah.
I never did. That was my shoplifting experience.
And
I put it back. I was shitting myself. I was like, let's do this, girls.
So she didn't catch you.
Nope.
We should have known by the Urban Outfitter
I know.
Socks.
Dude, I know, right? Gotta have a theme sock going.
I was just going to say, yeah.
You got some. There are friends out there that are, they were a little more crazy than me. And I was trying to be crazy, and I attempted, and it was, by the way, it was the ugliest shirt ever. Talk about a plain Jane t-shirt I was going to steal. What a waste. Could have gone to juvie for that.
How old were you?
Pick a better thing. Probably didn't even have my permit.
Okay, so you would have been okay, but yeah.
You're right.
People in my high school, I remember, would shoplift all the time. I was way
way
too much of a chicken to do that. I didn't.
A lot more people that I would have ever thought did.
Yeah.
Because I told the story to Jordan. He's like, you shoplifted? What the? And I'm like, no, I didn't. I technically didn't. I attempted and I didn't. He goes, oh, okay. Yeah, I used to steal. I'm like, what? He goes, I'm like, you were just judging me. And
he goes, I used to do it.
He goes, well, yeah, I know. I'm allowed to judge you. I'm your boyfriend. I'm like,
Dad.
I'm sorry. How does that work? I don't remember that being
the
way it works.
The only thing that I shoplift are grocery store. And you, no, listen,
no, I know
it's
what
just
it is.
Like when I'm like testing a grape or something, like, or if I like really want, if I don't want a whole big bulky bag of like chocolate covered pretzels and like the little lever thing, but I'll like grab a bag and make it look like I'm gonna go get something out of the bulk containers, and I'll like test one of the chocolate pretzels, and then I'll be like, oh, I don't want that. That's like,
can I just bring us back to like episode like 10 when you admitted to eating a grape and not like taking the whole thing? Like, you'd take a grape off the like, you know, packet and you'd eat one, and you literally you had a breakdown. And you were like, we need to take that out of the episode.
I thought I was going to go to jail.
She's like, no, we need to pull that out now. That needs to come out of the episode immediately. And I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? You literally say penis. No one's going to kill you for the fucking grape. Like,
I know, like,
oh,
there's,
my God.
There's me talking about, like, blowjobs. And then I talk about grabbing a bag and putting it in my cart, eating a few, then putting it back, thinking we need to take it out. Because my mom was like, that's absolutely disgusting. You should take that out. And this was at the beginning. When
we were really early.
When we were like, oh my gosh, like, we don't edit, but like, we have to take things out. Like, we don't know. And now we're just like saying whatever the fuck we want.
We're like, whatever. This is what you get.
This is what you get.
Oh
my
God. You guys, thanks for confessing with us. Consider yourself freed.
Yeah.
All of your desires wanted, granted. None of these things should hang over your head.
Your sins.
Except for if you made out with your cousin. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. I'm just joking. It's okay. I used to make out with Taylor's knee. To practice makeouts.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
That's great.
I think well, yeah, I mean, yeah. And I oh, no, that's it.
Oh my gosh. Do you have any more confessions you want to like talk about yourself? And Ben, do you have any confessions? Let us know.
No, I'm pretty open on this podcast. I'm not going to lie.
Oh my God.
Hold on, let me think for a second.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, my confessions have been told. I just started thinking, I like picking my nose. Like, I do really love picking my nose. I'm going to be real.
You do?
Yeah,
I
love
do as well.
Getting a good booger.
I like doing that.
I
also
absolutely love it.
I just missed this one, but can I read this one?
Oh, yeah.
I still text my ex every few weeks so he doesn't forget about me. I want options just in case my boyfriend and I break up. Oh, that's savage.
That is toxic as fuck.
That is toxic as hell, dude. You got to let that one go.
Oh, God.
But that is very
You know
college.
What, though? The fact that a girl's doing it, I'm like, go you, because I feel like guys do that shit all the time.
I know.
Like, I feel like guys, when they're dating these days, they're literally talking to five girls at once.
Or like, hey, just
so
checking
over
in.
It.
Hope you're doing well.
Yeah.
It's like, get the hell out of here.
Or like, he ghosted me 2 weeks ago and like, we haven't talked And then all of a sudden, like, one hookup didn't work out. And he's like, hey, what's up? It's just, like, gag.
Ugh, gross. Gag. Get out of here.
I don't know. The only thing, like, the only thing I can think of with that is sometimes I'll check up on my exes, not because I'm actually, like, into them or, like, I never contact them, but I just want to know that I'm doing better than them.
Oh, that's a good one. I do the same thing. Like, if any of my exes get girlfriends, I'm like, oh, I'm better.
Like, yeah. Just double checking. Yeah, like, no. Oh, like, I remember when you wanted to be a cop and now you're like doing security at Six Flags. That's like little things. I'm like, oh, and I'm like, you used to make fun of me making TikToks and now I do it full time. Like, that's
funny.
Cool.
Isn't that interesting how that works? Huh. Oh, my God. Those were good.
There was one more. Where is it? Hold on. I remember. Oh, okay. I stalk my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend, even though we've been dating for 2 years. Legit stalk, aka Insta, Facebook, Spotify, and even Venmo.
You are invested.
I was like, wow.
It's a little
okay,
too much.
Okay, if someone stalked your Spotify, what would they gather from you?
I listened to way too much Pierce the Veil.
Pierce the Veil, is that screaming?
I don't even know what that is. Oh.
You are so-
One time, Ben sent me his... Okay. Do you remember this?
Yes,
my Spotify
I do.
Wrapped.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
No, so one time I was like, you guys, I need some like music inspo for my Barry's classes.
No. You said gym music. Okay, you did not clarify that it was Barry's because I would have never said this to you.
Ben, it was like a group text and like some guys were sending me things and Ben sent me literally all this screamo shit. And I was like, thinking of a mom's like on the treads, like, I was just like, what?
Ben, what were you thinking? You crazy
honestly,
cat.
Honestly, though, scream and like suicide boys when you're like working out. Yes. I fucking love lifting to suicide boys, but I can't like run to hit to it.
No, yeah. I like to feel like vibey. Like, I'm like, fuck, let's swear. Let's listen to a little rap music.
So I very rarely listen to music for enjoyment. I use it to help alter the emotion that I need for like the situation I'm in. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So when I'm at the gym, the best like lifts I get is when I feel a little angry.
Yeah.
Like, you can't not be a little angry when you're just getting screamed at.
Absolutely.
Oh my Suicide God, that's Boys, smart though.
Knight Lavelle, Pierce the Veil, Sleeping with Sirens.
Oh. I wish I'd heard of any of these people, but I haven't.
I'll send you my playlist. Don't worry.
I don't. Okay. You can do that if you'd like.
My Spotify has turned into, so it's like, I won't listen. My Spotify has turned into like all the songs I like them and remember them so I can put them on my Apple Music so I can put it in my Barry's class. Yeah. So I have like a lot of the like dance, like gay music that we love. Like, I do love it to a certain extent, but it's just a lot. Like, there's like gay playlists that's like a lot of Barry's and I love.
Playlists.
But then there's also, you know, some rap, a lot of the EDM beat drops. So like now the stuff that comes up on my Spotify isn't as vibey anymore because I've been liking all these like beat drop ones I can put in class. I know.
Sorry.
And I also re-listen to the same song that I like over and over again. Do you do that?
Dance.
Do you like that song?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, that's not the one I'm thinking of, but it was the first one that came to mind. But I literally will
get
listen
obsessed.
To a song. Oh, I'll listen to it probably like the next 30 times I get in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just because, I don't know.
Until I get sick of it.
And then I'm like, next one.
Yeah.
I'm on to the next.
Until I get sick.
And I usually just go to my like songs and I click the first one and I let them play down that like, you know, six. And then I go back in, down six, down six. I have a few good playlists. I hear them when I teach all the time. So I get bored of them.
I don't listen to music on my own anymore unless it's like anxiety frequencies.
Oh, okay.
Because I listen to music all the time. I just can't. I can't. That's all I
can't.
Got.
I got nothing.
That's all I got.
You guys confessed.
Yes. Thank you guys.
That was
hashtag
straight candid, my dudes.
I think a cool way to wrap this up is, Ben, do you want to say anything to the listeners? Because this might be our last epi with you.
Yeah. I kind of mentioned it in the taking a break episode, but I have just kind of like looked at everything that I was doing and kind of decided that straight candid was something that I couldn't continue doing. And I've been helping with the transition out. That's part of the reason Taylor's here.
Me too.
It's been really fun, and I've very much enjoyed. Like, I love seeing the comments that are like, I love Ben's laugh. Or like,
they're gonna be. All I'm saying is, people are gonna be fucking pissed. So get
I
ready.
I know. I'm sad about it. Like, I do. Like, just sitting here, this has been so enjoyable. But just when it came down to like, oh my gosh, I have so much on my plate. Not even saying that like, I don't think Straight Candid can do well, or I don't think Straight Candid has an immense amount of potential. It's just that with everything that I care about and I like doing, Straight Candid was just like not the one that was on there. So yeah, I've appreciated you guys for letting me spill my awful, awful stories on here and share my opinions. And I've loved it a bunch and I've loved the audience, but I think it's about time for me to shift my focus this year on
shifter,
on
shifter,
else.
Shift. We always appreciate a male perspective, and we appreciate your help through the past year,
all the things.
But yeah, we're gonna be back to our other studio. Probably, maybe, I don't know. We might need you one more episode. We might need. We'll see. But we might be here. We might be back in Sid's cute little studio in her
casa.
So,
and probably a new set, and probably all the new things. We're kind of doing a refresh since it was time.
Yes, it was time. And yeah, we're excited. We just signed on with Two Hot Takes, I guess.
Yeah,
she's helping us out, Morgan. We appreciate her. So
yeah, we love her.
That's kind of what our updates are.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back on the ground in Minnesota, but your weather here is poop.
Your weather.
I'm different, like, dude. You guys.
Like, I'm glad to be back, and your weather is
your
horrible.
Weather. I did surf. I literally surfed like 4 days ago.
Oh,
like,
so
that's
she's,
insane.
She's from San Diego.
I'm from San Diego. I have sand in my cheeks. I'm San Diego.
I love it.
You guys, we love you. We appreciate you. And we hope you enjoyed this one, because if you did, you better go write a review. Rate us at Straight Candid Podcast on Apple and all the places. And go subscribe to our YouTube, please. That'd be great if you can, because we love you.
Subscribe, rate, review. Follow us at Straight Candid Podcast on Instagram. I am at Candid Soph.
At Candid Sid.
And I'm at Ben Sarbacher.
We love you guys.
Love you guys.
See you next week. Oh, wait. One more update. Don't leave. We're going to be dropping episodes on Mondays.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did we forget to mention that?
Oh, this episode will be dropped on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, cute.
We'll have already told you that. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
bye.
Bye.